This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Diwas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it defence production, defence exports or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said, "Today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today."
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है। ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है। ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है। कारगिल की ऊंची-ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी, लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था। उन्होंने मां भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया। आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूं।
On the subject of plastic pollution, Mr. Modi expressed concern that waste from single-use plastic continues to harm nature for years. He stressed on the proper disposal of plastic. He gave an example of waste to wealth from Sitamarhi in Bihar, where waste is being recycled to create attractive benches.
बिहार के सीतामढ़ी में वेस्ट टू वेल्थ का शानदार उदाहरण सामने आया है। यहाँ कचरे की रिसाइकलिंग कर उससे आकर्षक बेंच बनाई जा रही है। एक बेंच तैयार होने में करीब 40 किलो सिंगल यूज प्लास्टिक खप जाती है। यह मजबूत, टिकाऊ और आरामदायक होने के साथ साथ इको फ्रेंडली भी होती है। इसे सरकारी स्कूलों, पार्कों और सार्वजनिक स्थलों पर लगाया जाता है। इसके जरिए लोगों में पर्यावरण संरक्षण को लेकर जागरूकता भी बढ़ रही है। इस प्रयास में स्थानीय इकाई के साथ ही जिला प्रशासन की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is interacting with the participants of Viksit Vibrant Village Program 2026 through video conferencing. Over 400 youth participants representing every state and union territory are sharing their experiences with the Prime Minister. The Viksit Vibrant Village Program provides participants with first-hand exposure to the socio-economic landscape, cultural heritage and developmental aspirations of India's frontier regions while fostering community participation, national integration and a deeper understanding of the strategic importance of border villages. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being observed today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post yesterday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy. Soon after taking charge, he chaired a review meeting of the Education Ministry to assess the implementation of various schemes and key initiatives. Later, speaking to media, Mr. Joshi said he is currently holding review meetings to gain a comprehensive understanding of the Ministry's functioning, policies and ongoing initiatives. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has said that Rajnandgaon district in Chhattisgarh has emerged as a national front runner in water conservation through scientific planning and community participation under the Catch and Rain campaign and Mission Jal Raksha. More than 60,000 water conservation and recharge structures have been created across 662 villages. Over 500 defunct borewells have been converted into recharge shafts. More than 600 injection wells have been linked with over 1,700 mini percolation tanks, and over 2,500 water bodies have been geotagged. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games, India's Rishikant Singh Chanambam won the silver medal in the men's 60 kg weightlifting event in Glasgow today. Rishikant lifted 121 kg in the snatch, setting a new Commonwealth Games record before Malaysia's Muhammad Ani Kasdan equaled the mark. The silver medal is India's second medal at this year's Commonwealth Games and the first in an able-bodied event. In men's cricket, India were 86 for 1 in 8.3 overs against Zimbabwe in the third and the final T20 international in Harare when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to bat. Earlier today, India reclaimed number one spot in the ICC men's T20 ranking after taking an unassailable 2-0 lead against Zimbabwe. And with that, we end this news bulletin.